This summer has seen a huge movement of people across Europe, from Greece in the east to Calais in the west. All started their journeys outside the EU, or will end up claiming asylum in a European country. In July, the overall number crossing into the continent jumped above 100,000 for the first time in a single month. Budapest train station in Hungary has been packed with migrants trying to get on trains north to Austria, Germany or Sweden. Many have escaped war or persecution, so some people think a better description is refugee. Others say that term ignores those making the journey for economic reasons.
Let me go. Yes, I won't go. My children, very tired, very bad here, very bad.
It's where these people end up that now has politicians across the continent bickering. There is a huge difference between the promises they're making and what's happening on the ground. The UK has said it will take 500 refugees from Syria under its Vulnerable Persons Relocation Scheme. Germany has officially said it will take 35,000 Syrians, France an extra 1,000, Sweden 2,700.